Hello, 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 and welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how a personality test can improve your marriage. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or you can head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. It's sort of a how-to solution tool, I would call it. So maybe if you have a problem or a challenge that kind of keeps coming up in your marriage, take a look at this free download and see if it will help you fix that problem once and for all. Okay, so let's dive in and talk about how a personality test can improve your marriage. So Paul and I took a personality test recently for fun. And of course, for the valuable information that it would provide, you know, we've been married 22 years, so we do know each other pretty well. We know each other's main, you know, personality traits, and we know where they go smoothly together and where we bump up against each other. But there's always something new that you can learn about your spouse or maybe even be reminded about. So we took our test at 16personalities.com. It's based on the Myers-Briggs test, and it's free. And so that was something that I wanted to share with you that might be helpful, because the Myers-Briggs test is not free, and there are others out there that are also very good, but they cost money. And so I wanted to find something that I could share with you that was reliable and free. So this one I thought was really good. They provide you with a general summary about 5 core personality areas. So it would include whether you're introverted or extroverted, how you make decisions, whether you're more practical or open-minded, whether you prefer more planning and stability or more spontaneity, and about how confident you are in your abilities and your decisions. And it also gives you specific information about your strengths and your weaknesses, and about how all of this plays out in your parenting, in your friendships, in your romantic relationship, and in your career. So I felt like it really provided a lot of information. And if you wanted even more information, you could pay a little bit extra for that. I haven't decided to do that yet. I feel pretty good about the information that we got for free. So anyway, I think that doing a personality test with your husband, if you haven't done one recently, would be a really great way to reconnect with him. And Paul and I did just that. We each took our personality tests, and then we sort of spontaneously actually went over it on a lunch date one day. We were meeting for lunch, and we just, you know, pulled it out and started looking it over and laughing and, you know, a lot of yes resonating and those kinds of things. It was really fun. So I would definitely recommend it. So what we discovered is that I am a defender, which means introverted and sensitive, and Paul is a debater, which means extroverted and self-assured. And boy, did that make me laugh out loud. I mean, how much more opposite could we be, right? And I think that's actually a benefit in marriage. I think that our differences are actually benefits. And I'm grateful that I'm married to someone who is different than me. But as you know, these can present challenges in our marriage that we feel like are more of a burden. But really my goal here today is to try to help show you that these differences are a benefit. And I want to help encourage you to look into your marriage and see where your differences, where you can see them as a benefit instead of a burden too. So with my husband, he has that debater profile, and that is so true. He's totally a debater. He loves debating, and I love hearing his stories about how he wins debates, because of course he always wins them. He's so smart, and he can win them every time. He's just very logical. But as for me, I don't have any interest in debating. I just don't. I am too sensitive. I take things too personally. And all I want is peace and love and for everyone to get along. And so that's why that's one of the things that was a powerful reminder for me on this test, because I'm so sensitive. It was helpful to be reminded that his personality style looks for debate and that it's not personal for him when he's trying to get me to debate with him. Because sometimes, he tries to lure me in, and I have in the past taken it personal. So it's just a great reminder for me that for him, it's not personal. It's just the thrill of the experience that he's looking for, right? And then for the benefit on his side, it's good for him to remember that I am sensitive, and I'm very prone to taking things personal, even when I shouldn't. And so that can help him get less frustrated with me and give me grace when I do take something personal. So you see, this gives us both information to work with as we go forward in our marriage, right? There was another great reminder, and that is how Paul operates on logic and almost never his feelings, that I am the complete opposite. I function more on my feelings than my logic, although I am very logical. So knowing this about each other helps us as we make decisions. So for example, if I'm too much in my emotions and I need some logic, I know I can go to him for that. But if I'm looking for help making a decision based on feelings, he's not the right guy. I might need a girlfriend for that. And the same goes for him. You know, if he wants someone to help him be more logical, I can turn that on if necessary. But otherwise, I'm going to be probably coming from my feelings. And so it's really helpful to understand each other in that way. And so I thought I would give you an example. A few years ago, we were faced with a decision of whether or not we would change the school that our children were attending. And now Paul looked at it logically. The new school had what we needed. The old school did not. Right? Case closed, decision made. What else is there to talk about? But I, on the other hand, got all caught up in the emotions, fear of change, you know, fear of changing, how would the kids do in a new school? Was it the right decision? Fear of letting people down, that was really hard. We were leaving, you know, the school we were leaving, I didn't want to let those people down. But those emotions like really played with me and messed with me for a very long time, even when I knew deep down that the right decision was to make the change. And so kind of my personality style is I was looking for little validations all along the way, and I kept getting them and getting them and getting them, and Paul would just laugh at me. You know, he's like, are you there yet? Do you know the decision was the right one yet? It was so funny. But that's, you know, it makes life so much more fun and interesting when you know about your differences. And I'm grateful that Paul and I are different in this way, because I think it balances each other out nicely. We can take a look at both aspects, his logic and my feelings, and find the right choice, you know? Another big place where our personalities come into effect, as I'm sure with you, is in our parenting. So my nature is to nurture, but Paul is more willing to let the kids figure it on their own through trial and error and making mistakes. And I just would rather jump in there and guide them. But I see the value in both. And so, for example, I would say I'm much more hands-on with keeping up with the kids and their grades in school so that I can step in and help or guide if needed, or if I see something that comes in a little low or something like that, I can say, what's going on here? What do we need to do? And like kind of correct on the spot and keep going to prevent pain later. But if Paul were, you know, if it were up to him, he just waits for the grades to come in and then he'll deal with the problems if there are any at that point. So it's just important for us to know this. Neither of us is right or wrong. We're just different. And knowing about this difference allows us to respect the other person for their way of doing things. I think that's really important when we can have this mutual respect of each other for our differences. And I think especially with parenting, it's so important for our kids to get a little bit of both, right? A little bit of mom's parenting and a little bit of dad's parenting. It's healthy for them, and it's going to make them the best versions of themselves possible. Oh yeah, there was another area that I got a giggle out of when we were looking at our personality profiles, and that is how Paul is in a romantic relationship. It says that he is always looking for excitement and adventure in changing things up. But me, I am just happy with routine and schedule and just going the way things are. And I don't really like change very much. I mean, you guys, I could eat the same meals for like weeks on end. I'm efficient. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, let's just go. It works. It's efficient. I'm routine. But Paul likes to change things up. And so thank goodness, because otherwise my life would be very boring. And a great example of that came up just this week. We were talking about some of our upcoming vacation plans, and I suggested renting a pontoon boat on the gentle back bay of the Gulf of Mexico where we're going to be, because we've done that before and it's calm and peaceful and I know I like it. And my husband suggested renting a little Hobie Cat sailboat and going out on the Gulf waters, which the Gulf is not choppy by any means compared to the Atlantic Ocean, but it's choppy enough for me, especially on a little Hobie Cat. So I was like, oh my gosh, okay. So it was kind of one of those things where I said, you know, okay, let me think about that. Like, give me some time and some space to think about that, because I see the value in changing it up and doing something different, but I also value my experiences in loving to do this, you know, the same things and to choose comfort. So I'm going to be thinking on that, and I'll let you guys know what I ended up deciding. I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. But my main point here is to show you guys where both of our personalities are a gift to our marriage. You know, and in my marriage, sometimes I need to step out and be more adventurous like Paul, but other times, you know, I need to help him rein it in a little bit. You know, we can't always be out there doing all new things. So we balance each other out in this way. And I'm sure that you do that in your relationship with your husband too. And when you learn more about your spouse's personality, it can really help increase your closeness and understanding of each other. And it can also help you avoid conflict when you understand where your husband is coming from. You know, like, it helps you take things less personally and know that he's just coming from his personality. Ultimately, I would recommend that you take advantage of each other's strengths and then give each other grace for your weaknesses. And honestly, for me, you know, this past week, this little revisiting of our personalities felt really refreshing. And it reminded me that I should not take so many things so personally, and that there is so much value in the way that he sees things and does things. And my life is richer and more fun for the varying viewpoints that he brings to it. And also just a great reminder that my way is not the only way, and that sometimes there's a better way, or maybe just even a different way. That's not necessarily better or worse, just different. And so that helps us give more grace and I think be more relaxed in your marriage. And it creates a lot more fun. Like, when you can laugh about your differences, it's so much more fun. So my challenge to you this week is to go to 16personalities.com and take the test and have your husband take it too. And then you can talk about it and increase your understanding of each other. And my prayer is that you will come to see your differences as a benefit instead of a burden. And I also hope that you have a lot of laughs along the way, because it can be really fun as you recall some memories of interactions in your relationship where you saw each other's personalities coming at it from a totally different direction. So I know some of this is never always as easy as it sounds. If you would like to work on this with me as your coach, I would love to help you. I have some great tools to help you on your journey. So that really does it for me today. Thank you so much for listening in. And please let me know if you have any specific questions. Also, remember that free marriage makeover guide on my website at tinaheisman.com. It can help you fix any challenges that you might have in your marriage. And don't forget to join us on Facebook in the Happy Wives community. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching, so stop by my website or email me to learn more. All right, girls, have a great week. Thank you.